Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Top of Mind Florida. I'm Michael Williams.
And I'm Brian Crowley.
And we are joined this week by an old colleague of yours and somebody I've come to admire over the years, Joel Engelhardt with Stet News Palm Beach County, a longtime Palm Beach postman for many, many years, and Stet News Palm Beach County. As we talk about the state of journalism and where it's at, you're right in the middle of it. What is Stet News? Tell us about it first. Well, and define stent, because I know right now people are saying, what's a stent? This guy knows. Our viewers don't.
Did he say stent or stent?
or stat.
You're doing very well, Don. Yeah.
We're a local news operation, but we're different from a newspaper. We came from newspapers. We believe in information flow, but we are trying to differentiate ourselves by a few things. One is we're not for profit. So we don't have a profit model hanging over our head. And another is that we try to use brevity. Basically the Axios model in a newsletter that comes to your inbox, and you can get 5 or 6 news stories briefly, quickly. You can click on them to read more. And we do try to provide much more full, in-depth coverage on the web. And of course, the web takes off on its own. Stet is an old journalism term. Mm-hmm. It's an old copy editing term, actually, meaning let it stand. It's what you would put after you cross something out and you change your mind. You'd write stet over it, and the printer would know, don't cross it out. Mm-hmm. Run it.
You and Brian had stet all over your copy, so don't touch it. And you're based here in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
I am in Palm Beach Gardens. We also, are in West Palm Beach, and we try to cover... You know, it's a huge county. There's 1.5 million people. It used to take 2 newsrooms, really, because the Sun Sentinel covered part of the county and the Palm Beach Post covered part of the county. And we had literally dozens and dozens and dozens of reporters covering the whole county. And now there's far fewer. Mm-hmm. And so we have just aimed to cover the area from like Lake Worth to Jupiter. And it's a big county and we'd like to go bigger. But right now that's all we can bite off.
Well, and there was even a time when the Miami Herald had a big bureau in Palm Beach County. So you had 3 major newspapers with bureaus in Palm Beach County, never mind local television. Now it's a newspapers are a shadow of their former selves. So things like Stet have become really vital for people learning anything about what's going on in their local governments and county commission. I live in North County, and I can tell you that I have to depend on Stet to know what's going on in the local governments in North County. And we're seeing a lot of that all around the state now, where these local journalists are trying to build by reporting on local news. And I think that your idea on how to do this is probably a great way to go. How do you see it today? Where do you see it 1 year, 5 years from now?
Well, there are some in the industry who think the nonprofit model is the future. Mainly because the for-profit model is collapsing and has been collapsing since 2008. Advertising is very difficult on the web. And so a newspaper model that used to depend on advertising and classified advertising for its revenue is looking for any way it can, and you can't support yourself just on subscriptions. It's not enough to pay the salaries to get the news. So a lot of people think philanthropy has got to fill the void. And of course, the philanthropic world right now is extremely competitive. Government is cutting back, and there's a lot of different needs out there that are not being met that people are turning to philanthropy for.
You are founder, writer, reporter, editor, bottle washer, everything else. How big a staff do you have right now?
We don't even call it a staff. there's 3 of us, and then several veteran reporters and some young reporters who are writing stories for us and going out and covering news.
It seems self-evident to veteran newspapermen, and I spent 44 years in broadcast journalism, but I want to put the question really to both of you. And Brian, as most of you know, spent, 4-plus decades and many years at the Palm Beach Post and at the state capitol on the political beat, covering that, managing that. The mission, as you say at Stet News, provide accurate, fair, and unbiased news and information that helps readers hold public officials accountable. So that's your mission for local audience. But to anybody watching or listening in Florida, to your point, Brian, talk about how crucial that is, and this inflection point that we're really at. And Brian, we'll jump in and start with you and then have your old colleague talk about it as well.
Well, you know, there was a time when every local government, the county commissions around the state, federal courthouses, state courthouses, there are often one, two, three reporters covering just a courthouse. Now you can look, most cities in this state, and a lot of county commissions too, never see a reporter. Well, that's not healthy for democracy. It's not healthy for the citizens of these communities, because you need to know what your government is doing. And if you don't know what your government is doing, well, the odds of them doing things you don't like, perhaps doing things dishonestly, increase because nobody's keeping an eye on it. And that's why, and I'm going to give some examples of organizations that have started that are, they tend to look more at state things, but you have Florida Politico, which has Kimberly Leonard and Gary Finehout. Gary Finehout has been covering state government for decades. And if this, few people know the budget as well as Gary Finehout. And it's critical that you have people like that that are keeping an eye on things. You have Seeking Rents by Jason Garcia. That guy pours into the minutia of state legislation and the budget, and he nails things frequently that are really important for folks to know. Florida Bulldog down in Dade County, Miami-Dade County with Dan Christensen. Broward County. They do a great job investigating things down there. Florida Politics with Peter Schorsch, which is his team has expanded around the state. He's very ambitious in the things he does. And those all of those things are great in, from the standpoint of covering state government. But what STET does and what some other things are trying to do is they're keeping a very close eye on local government. So we're doing okay with covering state government and some investigative stuff. But what Joel is doing is just critical to keeping an eye on what local governments are doing.
Give us your perspective.
Well, I want to bring up another avenue that very few people know about, but it's happening in other parts of the country, called the Documenters Program. And in that, you train people who live in the communities to go to their public meetings, take notes, hopefully do it beyond just getting an AI summary, and write up what they saw at the meeting and share it with their neighbors through some sort of publishing program. And these are paid people. You raise money, and you train them, and you pay them, and you end up covering towns that are not being covered anymore. And in this county, there are many. It's not easy to create, not easy to set up. There are standards that have been established. There's one in Cleveland. There's one in Chicago. And we are working our way toward trying to get it going with a pilot project using high school students, where we're trying to raise money right now to pay for that and get it launched. And when the coming school year, we've made a connection with Inlet Grove High School. They have a very viable journalism program there with a great instructor who used to work with us at the Palm Beach Post, C.B. Hanif. And we are hoping to get something off the ground where they would start going to public meetings. And you show up, you show your face, and the people behind the rostrum, they know you're there and they know someone is listening. Mm-hmm. And that's really important.
And you, like an old copy or managing editor, check and vet everything they're doing as it comes through your STET news organization.
There would be a whole administration to administer and make sure, because you got to watch out for biases. If you hire the local person who always has an issue with what the city council is doing, and this gives them a voice, that's not really what we want to do.
Is STET News, is the model working? You all have been around how long now?
2 years.
How's the model working for you? We hate to talk about that piece, but it was the collapse of classifieds that helped signal the challenges, the enormous ones for the newspaper industry. And I tell Brian all the time, I've said this to you for years, for the television news industry as well. Let me be very clear. And the fracturing of it, some argue that's good as we democratize the number of voices out there. Some argue we don't have the checks and balances that old pros brought to that. But first begin with where the model is financially. Is it something you can make a going concern? Where's your support coming from? How do you feel about that?
Well, the model we have learned is by going nonprofit is philanthropy. And there's a couple of sources of philanthropy. There's industry groups. Believe it or not, Google has something called Google News Initiative. They're very involved in supporting local, independent, free journalism. We do not have a paywall. One of the biggest problems with the for-profit model is that they put everything behind a paywall. So even if something big happens in your community and they write about it, you may not know about it. We don't have a paywall. That means you get it for free. And how can we do that? Well, we're not relying on advertising because it's not going to pay the way. We're relying on philanthropy. We have donors in this community who have supported us so far. We have people who have paid for our newsletter, which helps us pay the weekly bills. And there are the industry grants that you can apply for. And there's things like the Community Foundation of Palm Beach and Martin County. And there's something called Press Forward, which is a national effort, a philanthropic effort that put $500 million toward independent journalism. And not just the nonprofit model, but they're also trying to support the for-profit model.
I think people also need to understand clearly that one of the benefits of having STET and the newspapers around the state that are still trying to aggressively cover their governments is it's really important to keep an eye on things. Because if you don't, things happen by surprise. I mean, we get plenty of examples of that out of Tallahassee. It's like with the alligator Alcatraz. There was virtually no notice about that going to happen. When they were going to build golf courses and hotels and state parks, the Tallahassee was ready to move on that within a matter of days. And, you know, Jessica Namath, who we had on our program, and some others started really raising Cain, and they backed off. But without that word getting out, these things happen. And it's even more dangerous in local governments because they can quietly do things without local folks knowing about it until it's too late. And do you agree with that?
Sure. And the most gratifying thing I find is when I dive into an issue that nobody else knew about, nobody's covering, a lot of times because a neighbor calls up and says, hey, look at what they're doing. They're so grateful. They subscribe and they remain loyal readers because you cared enough about their issue and no one else will listen.
I know you're building it. What is your subscriber base? And I know it can fluctuate, but where are you?
We're subscribing to the newsletter, over 3,500. Reading us on the web, our stories on the web are reaching about 50,000 readers a month.
Do you find, I remember back in the day when a newspaper man or a TV news crew would walk in the room, public officials do perk up and take notice, and it helps at least broaden the conversation or access to more questions about it. Are you feeling good about that, that they know you're there and that your footprint is there to at least say, hey, we're watching, we're listening, we care, we're going to make sure everybody knows about it?
Yeah, of course. But we also watch a lot on Zoom. But then when the story comes out, they know we were there watching. But there's also a sense since the last 15, 20 years that you don't need the media, that you're happy that they're not there. And when they are there, they're problems. They're causing problems. And you saw that recently with Secretary Hegseth's news conference in which
he
attacked the people who brought the information rather than confirm or deny the information.
Let me ask you both, because one of the things I have people ask me all the time, if I'm out at a forum or speaking to people, how do I wade through all of this to find the Brian Crowleys, to find the Joel Englehearts, to find a television newscast? Michael, how do we vet all that? What do you say to people? Because a lot are just confused in the sea of information. You want them to get somebody like you, Brian, who spent decades covering news and still does. Joel, you want people to go to you. What is the argument when you're talking to people about how we help people find good, credible sources of information? One of my arguments as I retired, I told my staff here, I wrote them a note, and I believe strongly in it, is that I think there's such value in newsrooms, big or small, where there's a collegial, collaborative effort where you challenge each other to do well. And I think there's super important to do that. But how do we make sure people have access to that? What do you say? You're out and about talking to people all the time. You are too. How do you have that argument? Try and help people find good sources of information. Obviously, you're doing it with STET News. But as you look at the bigger picture, it's a real challenge.
The distribution model has changed so much. We're not dropping it on your doorstep anymore. And you're not paying us to do that. We're using social media to get the word out, and then it gets picked up there and spread. But we also have a weekly section called The Juice, and we pull stories not just from independent news, but from the Palm Beach Post or WPTV. We pull stories that we think people might have missed, and we just do a paragraph and a link to the story so you can go read it. So we try to bring attention to the good reporting of the Florida Bulldog or ByJoeCaposi.com or the Coastal Star, all these entities a lot of our readers don't really know are out there.
Just for those of you who might be just now tuning in, watching or listening, Joel Engelhardt, Stet News, Palm Beach County. Brian, pick up on that theme because I know it's something you're very passionate about. I know you speak at a lot of forums and talk to people about journalism, how we support it, how we find it, how we keep it thriving.
Well, let me drift a little bit on that. I think another issue that we have is that now that we don't have as many reporters demanding documents, demanding to be able to have interview city or county officials around the state, you know, really having a chance to keep an eye on things, it's also made it easier for them to tell the individual citizen, no, I don't have time for you. I can remember in my very, very, very early days, I had to go to a sheriff's department on the west coast of Florida and pick up some documents that were public records. And so I went to the front desk, asked for the documents, and they asked who I was. And I said, well, it doesn't matter who I am. They're public records. So just let me see the documents. And they said to me, well, you might be a criminal. And I looked at them and I said, well, criminals are entitled to public records. Now, that was back in the day when it was a little bit easier because the Sunshine Law and the public records law were relatively new. And in fact, some legislators actually quit because of the demands of public records, and they didn't want to tell people how much they earned and that kind of stuff. Phil Lewis was famous Senate president. He was one of them. But it's gotten harder. And so, you know, efforts by Joel and the others around the state to keep pushing to get public documents, keep showing up at meetings, keep trying to talk to people. It's not easy for them, as Joel can certainly testify, but we have to keep at it because it also makes it easier for the individual citizen to walk in there and ask for something rather than get shoved out the door, which happens far more frequently than people realize.
Let me add something to that. So there's also online records, and some of the cities and counties are very good about posting a lot. Palm Beach County, for years and years and years, has allowed all of the county commission email to be posted where anybody in the public can go online, put in a password, PBC Public, and read through the incoming email that comes into the email boxes of the seven county commissioners every day. Well, in the last 3 months, 4 months, five of the county commissioners have stopped doing it. Nobody said a thing. Two of them still do it. So you can see most of the email because most of it goes to all of them. But if you want to zone in on one commissioner's email and find out if one person wrote one email to them and to no one else, you won't be able to do it. You have to make a public record request. You have to know it exists. You can no longer. So that was something that was put in place because the media was so demanding. There were so many different news organizations covering them. They had to find a realistic and quick and easy way to show them information. And the public benefited because anybody could have gotten it. Now it's just going away because there's no clamor. Nobody's demanding it.
And again, I think it bears repeating again and again, and I'm mindful that in our podcast, people come in and out of the podcast, why it matters. Because yeah, there's a cynicism now, as we all well know. That's self-serving. That's about you guys. Why does it matter to me at home? Why does having you guys around matter? And I think it bears repeating in the most profound way. And you've talked about this a lot, so have you, Joel. Why ultimately it matters. Pick up on that theme again.
Well, I'll tell you, the great example was in Palm Beach Gardens when they announced that we have just signed a 40-year lease to give away a public park for an ice hockey rink. The people who lived around the park did not know it was going to happen. There had been one news story 8 or 9 months earlier, and I was trying to write something, and I wrote something 2 days before, and nobody saw it. So nobody knew it was happening because there was no media coverage leading up to it that would say, hey, come out to the meeting on Thursday night. There's going to be a giveaway of your park. Well, these people got very angry. And I think they're still, a year and a half later, they're still very angry because they weren't brought into the discussion before it was a done deal.
Brian?
Yeah, no, and unfortunately, that kind of thing happens all the time all over the state. The state parks, again, being another example, they were so close to actually building golf courses and hotels in the state parks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were days away from approving it. And they would have gotten away with it had it not gotten out that they were planning on doing that and people reacting so quickly. And, you know, is it a road that's going to go through your neighborhood? Is it, a big development that's going to go on that what you thought was an ag reserve? You know what ag reserves are in Florida, right? Temporary holding places for developers.
I knew the punchline because he's told me that for years.
But well said. So that neighbor that thinks that they have this beautiful view suddenly find out there's going to be a 30-story condo there, and they had and part of what's so sad about the lack of journalism today is that where they used to at least see something about that, usually at some months ahead of time, and now you're lucky if you see it 24 hours ahead of time, if at all.
And we're growing so incredibly here, as opposed to the rest of the country. This place is booming. There was $5 billion in new construction last year in Palm Beach County.
And that story's being written all over Florida.
So we're basically shaping our environment with people not knowing what's coming next.
So listening to this conversation, the fact is some years ago, we wouldn't have had the technology to do a podcast to help get news like this out. We wouldn't have had the opportunities you now have that technology allows. Is the death of journalism overstated? I sit here more optimistic. I know it's a lot of work. It's a lot of grunt work. Is it overstated? Do you have a lot of hope talking to colleagues around the state and country that we can make these models work? And Brian, then I put the same thought to you, my friend.
I do. And one of the things that helps me is seeing young journalists coming out of college or going into college thinking they can still do this. And I'm like, there is no business model. How are you going to get paid? They don't care. They know that people want information. You know, why did the chicken cross the road? Because you didn't read in the newspaper yesterday that the chicken got killed crossing the road.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you need information. And you're going to find a way to get it. And eventually, if philanthropy doesn't fill the niche, somebody's going to have to pay for it. Maybe Google will say, we need that content. We're going to pay for it.
Well, I found it interesting. And sorry, I don't remember the details of the story, but there's somewhere, I don't think it was in Florida, there was this handful of high school students. I think the oldest was 17, and they started their own newspaper. And they were going in covering local government and stuff like that and doing really well at it. So maybe there's a younger generation out there that's ready to start bringing it back.
And that's where the democratization and those opportunities that you just profiled do give you hope that this will still work. And maybe we're going back to our roots where it is more hyper-local and you're doing that. Why do you, I can hear it in your voice, but put it to words. You had a long, long and successful career long before Stat News. You could be sitting on the beach right now not doing it. I hear the passion in your voice. I always hear it in his talk about that. It's just what drives you when you look back at what brought you to this profession and what drives you still when you could easily say, I've done my bit and I'm moving on.
There's so many untold stories. There are so many people who are going to be affected by them. And I have this skill set to go in, try to figure out what is going on and to communicate it. And I feel like I have to. Like the thing recently where they're going to close off the acreage for traffic, mm-hmm. It's like, people need to know, what is the route? You're saying it's going to be a 31-mile detour? How can that be? Where are you going to take these cars? And is it going to go past my house? So there are people who are on that route who haven't been told what the route is. Well, we had a story in and explained the route so that people could turn to us to find out.
And we're talking about Palm Beach County, Stat News Palm Beach County, but this story is familiar to anybody who lives anywhere in Florida. Brian, your thoughts about the same theme, because I know you've been a huge advocate for this. I know you get out in the community a lot and are somebody who really keeps promoting the absolute need to be doing journalism, and that for those of you at home watching, listening, if you're listening at the podcast as you're driving along on your mobile device, it does matter. You can't be on the sidelines in this discussion and debate.
And I think that, you know, this podcast is part of what, you know, it's our version of Stat News. We're trying to, you know, bring information to people, be a little entertaining. I am kind of funny.
I'm surprised I've still got them. I'm expecting to be going to Hollywood.
In the month that we've been going on the various platforms, we've got almost 20,000 views. So I'm I'm very pleased with that so far, and hopefully it will grow. I hope you're watching, subscribing, and sharing. And I think that, you know, we got to put in the same kind of effort that Joel has to put in with Stet News, that Jason Garcia has to put in with Seeking Rents, mm-hmm. that all the various groups that are doing that are just believe it's something that has to get done. You know, it's not like Joel's getting a huge salary doing what he's doing. He's doing it because he believes, and he believes in the people's right to know, and he believes in keeping an eye on government to help people with their right to know. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be doing.
I know it sounds trite and it's repeated all the time, but it's worth repeating. Thomas Jefferson, who, and it's been paraphrased so many times, but in essence said, give me government or free press, I'll take free press over government every time. The kind of work you're doing at Top of Mind Florida, before we go to the famous Crowley closer, we really appreciate you being here. Joel Engelhardt, Stet News co-founder, writer, editor, does it all. Any final top of mind thoughts that you have? You said there's one more thing I wish I'd said to the audience that's really important to me.
Well, I think what Brian just said is really important.
Wow. I left this veteran guy speechless.
Give me another minute. I'll think of something.
I'm just kidding with you. But the bottom line, you can feel the passion there, and we do hope everybody feels that. That's the sensibility I get from you. This is vitally important, and every way and everywhere that we can do it and encourage others to do it matters.
I totally agree with that, and I think we are at risk of being shut down. And as long as we can still have a voice, we should try to have it. Because, you know, there's a chance that 2 or 3 years down the road, either the economic or social pressures will shut us down. I mean, Jason Garcia must get a lot of intimidating pushback for the kinds of stories he's writing about the DeSantis administration. And he can only do it as long as, you know, he can afford to, and that the laws allow him to.
Eloquently said. And Joel, we'll turn it over now to the Crowley closer, a famous part of our old To the Point broadcast on WPTV. Take it away, my friend.
Well, I'll probably be a little more serious this time with the Crowley closer. Sure. I want to thank everybody who has watched over the last month. Like I said, we have almost 20,000 viewers on YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, Apple. It's been phenomenal.
Joel's going to subscribe now.
And Joel's going to subscribe. So, you know, people that have talked to us about it say what a great job it is. So we get a lot of compliments from the video, thanks to the great Comar team. They
Absolutely.
Do a fantastic
brilliant group
job. And I just want to say thank you to everybody, and subscribe, share, let everybody know about it. Thank you.
We'll leave it there, and we cannot thank you enough. The work you do is so important, so vital. And when I see somebody come in who is filled with the passion for that after a lifetime of great work in journalism, that says it all to our viewers and listeners. Cannot thank you and your team enough for what you're doing, for what you continue to do, and about expressing how vitally important it is for a free society to have people just like you and your team, and many, many others. And I love the fact that we're hearing that younger people are becoming engaged, involved. I'm seeing that in some of the teaching I'm doing. You see it all the time. We thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me, and love what you guys are doing too.
Stet News, Palm Beach County. Check it out. Support it. It matters. Brian, as always, great to have you aboard, my friend. That's it for this edition of Top of Mind Florida. And again, subscribe at Top of Mind Florida. Have a great day.